He's the man who's dangerously close to all the TV action. In fact, I'm jealous of him, Steve Mulks from Decider TV. Legend, how are you, sir?
Bilko, hello.
Mate, I am good. You are good?
Of course I'm good. It's television. It's great.
Now, I see you're moving to this subscription online thing. Can you explain what that's all about?
Sure. Have you noticed, Bilko, that with the fact that we've now got 30-odd free-to-air channels, we've got a bajillion pay TV channels, 3 subscription video services, and 5 catch-up services for the other free-to-air thing, how do you know what to watch anymore?
I've got no idea.
It's really, really tough. So what I thought I would do is offer my skills. I'm the guy who knows the stuff. I know what's going on inside TV, around it, and all those sorts of things. If people go to MulksTVTalk.com today, they can sign up for free and test it out. I will send them an email every day with all of the things that they could check out that night on television. Now, not everything, just the things. I'm filtering out the crap.
The cream of the cream.
That's exactly it, Bill. Okay, across all of those things too. So if you've got Stan or Netflix or those sorts of things, I'll throw you suggestions there. If you've just got free-to-air TV, I'll throw you suggestions there. I'll throw you a pay TV suggestion as well. There's lots of things flying around in that. For $5 a month, less than a cup of coffee a month, I'm the guy that will keep you up to date and make you the coolest guy in your workplace.
Yeah, how good is that? So people can actually come to you at work and say, what do you recommend for viewing this week? And you go, hey, my mate Mulks has told me, yada, 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 and we go from there.
That's exactly right. It's
an
absolute bargain. Plus, it allows my kids to wear clothes out.
All right, so what website do we go to?
Go to MulksTVTalk.com. That's where it'll tell you all the information you need and the opportunity to sign up. As I said, free for 30 days. If you don't like it, cancel it. That's totally cool.
All right, looking forward to that. Can I just say, Stan is becoming my even more favourite streaming video on demand service. Every episode of Fringe, I've died and gone to heaven. I spent the weekend seriously smashing that series.
I've got season 5 to finish, so I'm so stoked that this has happened. It's a great outcome. If you're a fan of good TV, Stan have got a ton of it.
Anna Torv in her cosy. Do I need to say more?
Well, there's certainly elements of that.
She was covered up in Secret City because Canberra was a bit cold, but obviously in Walter's basement lab, it was pretty warm. So, but I just forgot the whole chemistry between the three of them. And you realise over the years it gets better and better. In this first one, it's like they're all dipping their toes into one another. Joshua Jackson, Walter and Anna Torv, and they're all just trying to work out where they go. And I forgot how different a show it was. And then after season 3 and 4, it became even better than The X-Files. I thought it was an X-Files type show when it first started, but it really went beyond. It was great.
Oh, it changed gears. No, it did totally. It was a spectacular series. Only 5 seasons, but there are a lot of episodes, 20-odd eps per season. Dive in. It's worth checking out.
All right. Fringe. Olympics finish on the weekend, and we are being assaulted with great television next week. And Zumba's Just Desserts, Adrian Zumbo's Just Desserts. My kids have already said their series linking that. I don't know why. So I said to my young bloke, make a crock and bush for me and you can watch it.
Look, if you are a fan of the Bake Off series, those kinds of shows, then I think that you'll go, you know, that's pretty cool. I'll definitely check it out. The cool thing is, right, Adriano Zumbo.
It's hard to say.
Is Australia's Willy Wonka, right? He is that kind of creative and that sort of crazy stuff. The catch is that on screen he has the personality of a chopping board.
Oh, thanks. Good, okay.
So it's balanced out by Rachel Coos there. She's helping host. Look, it's a fairly straightforward cooking competition. I think you'll spot the people that are going to be the favourites, the people that aren't, or, you know, going to be the villains pretty early. It's a lot of fun, but I just think it's going to get swallowed up when it's up against The Block on 9 or Survivor on 10.
Oh, Survivor will be the show to watch for the next how many weeks?
Oh, well, look, my count is it's probably going to run for about 8.
Yeah.
Two nights a week, Sundays and Mondays. They've just released the first ad break. So up to about 6 minutes of it online. So you can watch it and get hooked in. They've done a spectacular job. It looks really, really good.
Yeah, I think it's one of those, you know, you've had your fill of Aussie drama with Foxtel in the last couple of months. Now let's look at some Australian reality, which I think will do darn well. Hey, wasn't there something about Sherlock's being on streaming video on demand only, but now Channel 9 are running a Sherlock movie? Is this a one-off or something?
Well, what Channel 9 did was they picked up Sherlock, The Abominable Bride, which ran on Stan over the New Year period January this year. But Stan have signed up the deal to have all of the new Sherlock episodes, plus all the back catalogue, exclusively on Stan. So if you want to watch the 3 new episodes of Sherlock coming this January, you'll want to be a Stan subscriber.
Okay, get on there and have a look at that. iView is also good. Talking about subscription video, ABC's got a great offering there, and it's free, by the way. What is this thing they've just got on iView when TV was awesome?
This is, look, a very funny little, it's a small thing, sort of five or 10 minutes an episode. Someone has dived into the ABC archives and pulled out all this great television from the 80s and the 70s, stuff that we thought we forgot. Now,
is Arnie Jack on there?
Oh, well, look, I don't want to spoil everything.
Okay.
That in itself is great. However, what they've done is similar to Hercules, they've revoiced it. And brought to you a bit Barjassy.
Oh.
It's very, very good. You've got to check it out. When TV was awesome on ABC iView exclusively.
Is that anything to do with Working Dog?
Look, they're not attached necessarily, but the talent that is involved is brilliant.
Oh, it sounds awesome, especially revoicing, because I noticed the other day Lucky Grills and I think the whole series of Bluey was being relaunched as the original series, and they also tacked on the Working Dog revoice, which I
thought,
of course. Great. Oh, that's just awesome. Look, I've enjoyed Agent Carter. I know a lot of people have panned it, but look, it's now finished. I think it finishes tonight, but I did have a look at the preview screening on the screening room of Seven. I think there's more legs in that series, Sarah, you know?
Well, the showrunners are trying to shop it around. They're hoping it might get a look in on Hulu or something like that in the US. If that's the case, then there's an opportunity to bring it back here, of course. But at the moment, Agent Carter finishes tonight. And, certainly a premature cancellation for mine.
Yeah, okay. What else we got? The Get Down, of course, everyone's talking about the Baz Luhrmann thing on Netflix. Mm-hmm. That's streaming now?
Yeah, look, if you made it through the first episode, 90 minutes, then certainly I think you're going to be hooked. It's a pretty fun series. There's lots of excess. It's a Baz Luhrmann series.
Okay.
So that's what I think we all need to take into account, right?
All right. It's going to have a lot of singing and dancing and all that sort of thing. Okay, right. Actually, answer me this question. I'm a little bit disappointed. Where is Gotham up to in the universe? Are they running season 3 or 4?
4 by my math.
So that's in the States. I have noticed no one is streaming it in this country. No free-to-air, no Netflix Presto. No one's got... I'm so keen to get hold of this show. Can you talk to your powers to be and see if at least Stan can get it? Because we've only seen one season here.
No, I know. Look, it is a bit of a shock of the fact that it kind of has been sort of slowed through and nothing's really happening with it. I think in part it's because, I told a lie. Season 2, season 3 is coming later, so in September for Gotham.
Okay.
So we're nearly there, but you're right. I think it needs to have a little bit of a look at itself. It did struggle, though. That was the problem.
Put it on Netflix or something, you know?
I know. It needs some love. There's no question. I think it's still got some legs in it. Another great show, another opportunity. I tell you what, Bilko, you sign up and I'll do my best for you.
Thank you, mate. That'd be awesome. Now, shows next week to watch. Tell me about the Durrells. What's that about?
Channel 7 are billing this as the new Downton Abbey. It's a story of a single mum who takes her children who are mostly sort of young adults, but there's sort of a young teenager kid in there, and they move to Spain in the 50s. So all of the, fish out of water stuff and those sorts of things, it's of the time. I am going to say to you, it's not quite as engaging as Downton Abbey, but certainly it's there. It's a thing. A
female friend of mine saw the promos on TV and thought, it's a bit like Under the Tuscan Sun. You've just confirmed it isn't.
it's fun, and there's certainly great characters to get connected with, but I'm going to offer you there are probably more interesting things on TV.
Like Gogglebox coming back. That'll be awesome.
Guaranteed.
And, hey, Frisky Business, hello.
Suss out what you can suss out.
That's on SBS2. Looking forward to that. Hey, any word when SBS2 are running the latest season of 12 Monkeys? Have you heard anything yet?
No, I am waiting to hear, in fact, when we will get that.
Yeah, okay, because I know September 11, Masters of Sex is back, and SBS usually jump on that fairly quickly. So hanging out for that big time. It's up to season 4, which is really good. And tell me about Vice Principals. Now, I saw the first episode. Foxtel threw me as a bit of a teaser. Mm. I'm in. Are you in?
Oh, I'm deep. I'm like 6 episodes in.
Thank you.
It is so, so great.
All right,
if you're a fan of Danny McBride, he's responsible for co-writing and those sort of things. Walton Goggins, who was in The Shield, he's in it as well. It's pretty darn great. And spectacular Bill Murray in the first step.
Yeah, that Goggins character who was in The Shield, good to see him play a lighter character, because that Shield, I've been looking at that on Stan, and my God, it's depressing.
Look, The Shield is brilliant. It is one of the best cop series. Mate, you hang through to the end. It gets very hard.
I'm season six. I'm where Vic's about to be brought down. So.
Oh, yes, you're in for a big surprise.
All right, thanks, mate. Anything else we missed out on this week that you recommend?
Oh, look, there's so much going on. You need to swing by, Decided TV, if you want to check out my TV guide for the week there. Or if you want to get your daily email update, go to monkstvtalk.com.
Yeah, get onto that right now, and then you won't have to sift through all the other different program guides. Steve will do it there for you. Thanks again, my friend.
My pleasure.
And have yourself a great week.
Done. That's good.